Nakumaisha, you're tuned in to Spiritual Health with Mikeli Energy. Peace in, love out.
Wild change of life. This one is for you, family. We do this for you. We do this for the children of 2099, family. Big up Simmer, Rich Risings to everyone. Rich Risings to everybody in the comments. Rich Risings, rich, 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 rich. Rich Risings to my family tuning in right about now, my people. Rich Risings, family. Rich Risings, Rich Risings, Rich Risings, Rich Risings to you all. Out to everyone. Big up everyone. Kush Data says she want to use yourself. Alright. Alright, alright. I see you, I see you. I see you, Dada. Saying nothing. We're going to get that in. We're going to get that in. Big up everyone tuned in, family. Family, this is our daily dose of spiritual health, man. You know what time it is. This is our daily dose, family. Woo! And we love it. We love it. We really, really like it. Is it wicked? We're loving it, loving it, loving it. We're loving it like that. Hey, 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 hey. Family, the sun is out, but it's not hot enough for me to be out here in my shorts and doing this live. So I'm gonna stay my ass inside with the central heating, admiring nature from a safe space. Family, family, man. Oh, man. It's such a beautiful time right now. I can't even lie. We are in the thick of the new year right now. And as we go deeper into the year, we're starting to feel the more and more of the newness. Tell me if it's just me, family. But I'm feeling more and more of the newness. You know, what 2021 actually means and is looking like. As the year goes in, obviously, for those of us of nature, we celebrate the new year, the spring equinox, March, and so we're at the end of April now, and we're starting to literally experience that newness coming out, family. And I don't know, I've been enriched with a different sense of life, a different, I don't know, like, it's like the injection has happened. Like, it feels right to step out right now. It feels right to commune. It feels right to connect. It feels right to, you know, bring all of these things that we've had inside us into fruition, family. One thing I want to say, family, and I want you guys to remember, as this world gears up to present its, you know, realms of madness, yeah? I want you to understand two things, if I can remember both. Two things, yeah? One is that every man and woman on the planet, I don't care if they're part of a secret society, I don't care if they're a low-class human being, quote-unquote, I don't care if they're a upper-class human being, middle-class, I don't care if they call themselves black, Muslim, Hebrew, Israelite, white, Nazi, like, name all the categories of humans you can possibly think of. Every single one of them, the government, people in Silicon Valley, record label execs, Hollywood bosses, occult societies, the mama in the shamba, you get what I'm saying? Your dad, your ex, you know what I'm saying? Like, the babalawas, all of that, yeah? Yeah? Everyone has to submit to nature. It, you cannot remove yourself from nature, family. This is what is so important that we understand that as we go into this world. When we understand that everyone has to submit to nature, and then we look at ourselves and see, oh, we are the people of nature. You see? So once you are communing with nature, family, everything else is going to make sense to you. What this world is doing, i.e. the governments and the lockdowns and the COVIDs and the, now that it's opened up all of a sudden and yeah, we're going to let people out. Come on, family. Once you understand the rhythms of nature, you understand that all that the higher-ups are doing is responding to nature. If it rains, it's raining on everybody. Now, you might have a Lamborghini to cover yourself from the rain. I might have an umbrella to cover myself from the rain. It's still raining. Some of you on the live is going to go out in the rain and do this. You know what I'm saying? Some of my nature lovers, when it rains, you can be like, Some of you lot that still perm your hair are going to run away from the rain. Because you ain't trying to get your shit messed up. You get what I'm saying? But that doesn't change the fact that it's raining on everybody. Your ability to respond is what makes or breaks your experience of the natural phenomenon that we all have to submit to. If it's 98 degrees outside, black people are going to take their tops off. White people are going to put on suntan lotion. Do you understand? It's our ability to respond to nature. Nature is the highest communication of God. You see what I'm saying? And our relationship with that communication is all based on us and our ability. And I say that. So remember, I said, remember two things. One, every living thing has to submit to the wisdom of nature, to the call of nature. If any of you lot need to piss, poo, shit right now, vomit, whether you like me or not, you're going to have to do that. You're either going to perch me in the bathroom, you know what I'm saying? Or you're going to lock me off and go handle your business. Everyone has to respond to the call of nature, yes? So, there's that. The second thing to understand next to that is this. You don't have to participate in someone else's reaction to nature. Family, you do not have to participate in someone else's response to natural phenomena. Phenomena. You don't have to participate in it. Guys, it's raining. I think we should all go inside right now. That was me in Africa. I've told you this story before, but I'm going to tell you again if you never heard it. I planned a barbecue in my compound in Kenya, and all my friends organized. They got tables, they got hay, the cloth, They got like the barbecue pit, brought down drinks, food to cook, invited everyone, and then all of a sudden rain hit. Bow! I was like, that's, and it was real rain, not like, you know, Africa, yeah, it doesn't give these British rains like, oh, I'm raining. No, Africa's like, rain. So it was them kind of African slap you in your face rains. So I was like, oh, this event is cancelled. Yeah, I said, this event is cancelled, clearly. I didn't even ask. I was like, the rain has told us it's cancelled. I went in my house. Lo and behold, I'm hearing music outside. And I'm like, oh, wait, what's going on? And I'm seeing everybody in the rain. Underneath some makeshift. They just put the barbecue, the drinks, the speaker, everything under this little shed. And they would carry on with the entire procedure. You get what I'm trying to say? You understand? Nature had a call. My response was to get my ass in my house, make some lemon and ginger tea, take off my socks and my clothes, and chill the F out. Hold a ganja. You know what I'm saying? Close my door. Don't chat to me. It's raining. Yeah. Do you get what I'm saying? My friend's response was, it's raining. Let's get closer. You know what I'm saying? Party aguan, food afiguan, booze afiguan. And I was, that humbled me. I was like, well, look at me, my British self. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm like asking them, guys, well, damn, how are you doing this in the rain? They was like, it's a blessing. big up my family over there in Kenya. I'm like, fam, I'm like, how are you not doing this in the rain? Don't you see like there's puddles and shit? They're like, it's a blessing. Rain is a blessing. Mikel, rain is a blessing, man. Hey, rain is a blessing. When it rains, we thank God. You know what I'm saying? We party harder. You get what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, shit. Well, I'm sorry. I'm just, I'm a Tesco baby, you know? I grew up in Tesco's, you know what I'm saying? I don't know the significance of rain. You know what I'm saying? But it makes sense. When you grew up with your family farming, you know the significance and importance of the rain. When you grew up in Tesco's, the rain makes no sense. The rain sounds like God is angry. That's a real Eurocentric thought processing right there. The rain, God is angry with us. That's why there's thunder and lightning. God is angry. You know what I'm saying? That's why it's raining. God is not happy that I watched porn today. God is not happy that I slapped my children. I shouldn't have taken that job. That's why it's raining. I shouldn't have taken the job. Meanwhile, the farmers are like, Allahu Akbar! Mungu Bariki! You know what I'm saying? That's it. You get what I'm saying? They're like, oh shit, God is like, yes, God. You know what I'm saying? God is on our side. Many of you lot have heard me say this before. I've seen people in the motherland call rain. They're going to say, yo, I'm there too. So, quick story before I continue. I live right next to a village. So where my house is in Nairobi, it's really cool. It's like next to the main high road that connects the entire city. So like the malls, the big malls, and the city stuff is on one side. And on the other side of where I live, because where I live is like next to is a forest. So on the other side is a village. So if I come up my house and go left, I'm in the city. If I come out of my house and go right, I'm in the village. So I spend a lot more time in the village because it's fun. You get better value for food as well. Anyway, I'm so close to that shit, I can hear them when they're doing their ritual. So I'm in my bed and I'm hearing that every certain time of the month, you know, I'm hearing, like the fiercest drums. And I'm telling you, I don't live that, it's close, but it's far enough. But them drums are, it's like someone's next to my ears slapping me, bro, with a drum, bro. And at nights, yeah, certain nights, that shit was scary. I can't even lie to you, bro. I was like, yo, this drum is calling something out of me. My waters are being moved, like, right now. I'm emotional. I'm talking like 2 a.m., 3 a.m. in the morning, bro. Anyway, long story short, every time I started noticing a rhythm, that would happen, and then it would rain ridiculously, like somewhere close to that time. You get what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, me not know what I'm going down there. And then I spoke to some people that confirmed it, fam. But like, it was jokes, because that's just a different perception and the experience that we have based on where we grow up and where we live, family. All of that to say, going back, because I digressed, family, everyone has to respond to the call of nature. Who you are is gonna determine your ability to respond. If it rains, not everyone is afraid of rain. Like I said, people in the motherland see rain as a blessing. It's only us that look at rain as some sort of thing that's not good. Do you get what I'm saying? So if it rains, everyone has to respond to that. And so naturally, what the forces that's happening in nature, on a spiritual level, we're all responding to it. So when you see COVID, when you see lockdown, when you see the opening of the ease of certain rules and all of these things, it's all a response to what's happening in nature. So you don't need to worry about the little guy who poses as the big guy. You need to concern yourself with the rhythms of nature, and you'll feel very confident about yourself, your life, your journey that you're on. You'll feel very confident about that. Yes? Does that make sense? So yeah, man. Allow yourself to connect with that. To be a part of that. Mm-hmm. Yes. And it's only in that I've actually found confidence in the thing. Because, you know, if you're really tapping into this world the way it presents itself, family, you just be in despair. But you can't stop what God's got. Real talk, you can't stop what God's got, family. So we ain't even gonna try. You get what I'm saying? Wait, on that note, I can't wait for you lot to come to the motherland. I can't wait for the next Village Link Up, family. In truth, that's really what I'm doing. I'm really like working towards the next Village Link Up. Family, get your coins ready. You know what I'm saying? December 2022. Insha'Allah. 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 If it is the will of God, I'm going to be taking you guys back to the motherland. December 22. We're going to be back on schedule for the Village Link Up, taking you deep into nature and natural experiences. Oh, Lordy, that beautiful world. Yeah. Come on, family. You don't know. I can't wait. Yeah. For real. That's gonna be super, super beautiful, man. Super, super dope. But more on that to come. We're gonna be working on that throughout this year. And next year, putting the plans together. But family, you know, I'm not gonna waste time. Let's do questions. Let's go, jump in the question box and let's do questions, family. Family, if you haven't got my album Rhythm and Breath, Cesarojo Rhythm and Breath, you can go to the link in my bio, stream it on any digital platform. You can buy it directly from the website if you want to own the music and have it on within your midst, downloaded. You can buy it directly from my website. All the other songs on my playlist. Rhythm and Breath, family. That's what has carried us for the last year. Today just might be a special day. Put your questions in the question box. Let's go. So special, you are so special. You are so special. Today just might be a special day. Get them on a birthday time. Get the girl a birthday time. Get them on a birthday time. Get the girl a birthday time. Get them on a birthday time. Get them on a birthday time. Outside the squad in the building. I want to big up everyone who's been a part of Warojo House this year. I want to big up all of you people, Watu Warojo, far and wide. No matter if you've engaged in the Ma'at study, the Cesarojo challenges, or all of them, family, or you just engage with the pages, family. This is for my people, family. Big up yourselves for going on that journey with us and coming together, man, and putting your best foot forward. Warojo House, family, is a community for African spiritual health, study, practice, and communion, family. And we're going a bit deeper this year by opening up a portal, really a network for people around the globe to feed into a pool and become a resource to one another on the subject of spiritual health. And so this year, when I say this year, I'm like from next week, I'm going to be teaching again the one of the most important studies that I feel people need to have when it comes to the world that we're living in right now and self-empowerment, the 11 laws of God, Ma'at, the most ancient text out there in regards to your spiritual mathematics, family. I'm going to be teaching from this as early as the 9th of May, and we'll be opening up the portal, family, and I'm going to be calling all of my spiritual health teachers, healers, diviners, seers, sangomas, you know what I'm saying, coaches, practitioners. Listen, spirituality is about your energy operations. So anyone who's helping you align to your highest intentions, they're going to be a part of this portal, family. So again, this is about creating an intentional community. A space where we, you know, because too many times as people on a certain path, we're looking too hard. We're looking too hard for people that understand what we're talking about, understand what we're going through. And you can't expose yourself because people think you're weird, and you can't say what you're going through because everyone's judging you. And you can't go on your pursuits of happiness, peace, love, freedom, because people are going to be like, why are you trying to be different? Well, we can X that out, family. When you step in Warojo House, family, that is exactly what we want to love on. We want to love on your differences. We want to love on what makes you you. We want to support you in the love service of yourself, in your personal growth. We want to support you in your spiritual health journey, because we understand, family, that every single one of us is on the exact same path. It's not going to look the same. It's not designed the same, but it's the same. We are all on our spiritual path, family. And once we know that, we can create an interdependent network of peace. Yo, morning, cuz. What's good? It's good. That's good, man. Otak Smalley. Yeah, man. So, Smalls, I need to come see you, fam. We need to connect. Yeah? But, yeah, that's Wagwan, family. So, if you want to be a part of that whether you've been a part of it before or not, click the link in the bio and tap in. Tap in, family. We're going in. It's called the Heaven Safari. You get what I'm saying? Because again, as you see pinned in the comments, heaven is my right, our right, your right, my right, our right. Heaven is my right and heaven is my responsibility, family. We know that we are children of the Most High. We are vehicles to carry the consciousness of God. That is our right to have the highest experience of God, which is heaven, hands down. But guess what? Anything that is your right is your responsibility. So we can't expect to experience heaven on earth. We can't expect to experience the ultimate love, the highest peace, yes, the divine wisdom, power, all of that. We can't expect to have happiness, health, wealth, family, if we are not ready to take responsibility for it. And so instead of complaining, as we always do, instead of like always pointing fingers, as we always do, sitting in guilt, as we always do, shame, always do, regurgitating trauma, as we always do now, we've created a community that is about you taking responsibility for your own heaven. And that's why we call it the Heaven Safari, because heaven is not a destination. It's not a place that you walk into. There's no gates, family. There's no gates. You get what I'm saying? Heaven is your mode of transport. Heaven is the way in which you experience this life as you journey through it. And anyone who tells you otherwise, anyone who tells you heaven's in the sky, everyone who tells you heaven's when you die physically, yes, those are metaphors, family. Those are spiritual metaphors, yeah, which I'm going to break down to every single one of you based on the 11 laws of God. For to all my Christians, you're going to understand very practically what Jesus was about when you understand this study. If you've grown up in Christianity, and whether you're, you know, some of you lot have left Christianity because it's confusing, it's hypocritical and all of that. Some of you lot are still in Christianity, but you want to expose yourself to something to strengthen your faith. This is going to help you understand what Jesus himself is talking about and is made of. All of those parables that Jesus is known to speak about is coming from this ancient wisdom. Yes? And as you know, even the stories will tell you, Jesus lived in the place where this wisdom thrived. That's what made him an anomaly amongst his community. Because he was raised, for the most part of his life, in the environment where this wisdom was the way of life. Remember that as a part of your own biblical history, so you understand. So, family, when we're talking about death leading to heaven, we're not talking about you having to stab yourself and, oh, now I'm raised up. Oh, God, what did you do? You know what I'm saying? Nah, heaven is here right now. Heaven on earth. Hereafter. Not thereafter. The Bible says hereafter. Here. Right here. Right now. Right here. Right now. Right. What song is that? That's a big tune. Right here, right now. That's where heaven is, family. And again, once you understand that, your whole... it's Fatboy Slim. Once you understand that... Now, I'm not going to play Fatboy Slim. It's going to mess up my whole shit. Anyway, right here, right now, is when you understand that your relationship in life changes. So let's get the questions down. In the comments. Oh, I got itch though. I just want to hear it. Just a little bit. Hey, it's funny what music can do to you, family. Don't let me go in on now the power of music and how music plays a huge part in your divine connection. You know? Like, it's so important that we understand that. It's our superpower. Stop giving away your superpowers. Imagine Superman just, you know what I'm saying, just... Hi, look how I can lift up a train. You know what I'm saying? Spider-Man out here creating webs for you to do pole dancing on or some shit. You know? You gotta use your shit to your greatest benefit, fam. For your pleasure and your peace. Right now we ain't got peace. We got pleasure, but it doesn't last. We want everlasting pleasure. That's what heaven's about.
Right now. Right here. Right now. Right here.
Heaven.
Right now.
Heaven.
Right here.
In the world.
Right now.
the who, in the where, in the what, in the what. My neck's hurting from grime yesterday. Alright, let's do questions, family. I am about to break off my neck for uno. Let's go. How many right here's are there? Let's go. You know what I'm saying? Just sipping on some, you know? We want a simple life. See, this is how I come out of music. I'm gonna show you. Because what I'm gonna do now is I'm about to get this instrumental. I'm gonna go on, watch this. This is how creative works, yeah? I just had an idea talking to you lot. So, I'm about to go to YouTube. I'm about to go SWV. I don't even know if it exists, but I bet it does because it's a 90s song. I'm going to go SWV, SWV, right here, acapella, yeah, and I'm going to click that shit, and then we're going to go what, we go here, hold on.
But you're not with you, no one can do the things you do.
It is on today, hey. All right then.
Never to be mistaken, hey. Long as this love will make.
I know you can already hear what I'm about to do in this shit.
Don't be the pain, but as long as I know.
What are you saying?
Points I will show, hey. Our love will grow. And I know love will be right here.
Hey.
Right here.
What we don't have?
Right here.
Hey.
Right here.
Oh, it's about to be crazy.
No fear.
No fear.
Have no fear.
Oh my God, let's go.
No fear.
Oh, when you hear this shit. Can you hear it? This is my. I can already hear the whole song that I'm making in my head. This is what I'm saying about manifestation. The vibration alone is like, I'm like, yeah, there it is, right here, no fear, oh, be right here, oh, and then you just, oh, hey, as I say it, when I lick you, I'm gonna roll with this one, yeah,
you're gonna, yeah,
let's do questions, drop in the question box, let's get it in right about now, because that is sexy.
Me like you do, it's true. Sure as the sun is shining, I will keep on climbing. There's gonna be some rain, gonna be the pain, but as long as I know, points I will show, our love will grow. And I know love will be right here.
All right. We're gonna do that one. And just for Bants, you know what I'm gonna do? Just for Bants, you know I'm also gonna sample at the same time. 20 to 30 years later. Lyrics are hitting different, right? And then I'm gonna drop this one in as well. Let's see it. Alright, family, let's do questions. Put the questions in the question box. Hey, yep.
the why. Looking out across the night time, the city winks a sleepless eye. Yeah, voice.
What a prayer. Come on.
Take my window.
Don't talk when Michael Jackson is singing.
It's a losing size.
Chizaji.
Get me out.
The ultimate Chizaji.
Into the night time. Four walls won't hold me tonight.
Come on, Angel.
If this town is just an apple, then let me take a bite. If they say why, tell them that it's human nature. Why, does he do it that way?
Hey.
If they say why, tell them that it's human nature. Why, does he do it that way? Reaching out to touch a stranger.
Come on.
Electric eyes are everywhere. See that girl, she knows I'm watching. She likes the way I stare. If they say why, tell them that it's human nature. Why, does he do it that way? If they say why, tell them that it's human nature. Why, does he do it that way? I like living this way. I like loving this way. That way. What I want.
That's the part I'm looking for right there. That's the part. That's the part.
Looking out.
Alright, I'm done. I know. Stay tuned. I'm gonna knock this out. What's today? Tuesday. Alright, let's see. I've got a challenge for myself. Let's get it in, family. Let's go to the questions right about now. You don't know what time it is. Yo. All right, family, let's get it in. Let's go. Let's get in our questions right now. It's the question time. Let's get it in. Like the 11 laws, are there parts that you disagree with? I think it's very important to critique any book, because a book is written by a man. A book is only going to, even the 11 laws is the author, Ra'un Nefer Amen, he's bringing forward these ancient principles and putting them in a format based on his academic study of ancient principles. So it's very important that we critique objectively what's in a book. There aren't any parts that I disagree with, at least any that's come to my mind. You get what I'm saying? Reason why is that this book, what I love about this book is not trying to sell a particular cultural identity or a particular idea about how you should live. It's merely presenting the understanding of the mathematics that surround your spiritual life. Does that make sense? Almost in the same way, that's why it's called ma'at. Ma'at is the root word of maths. You see? And so, when you're looking at the book, it's kind of like looking at division or maths. How many times have you argued in a maths lesson? Do you get what I'm going to say? When you're doing your times tables or your division or subtracting, you are figuring stuff out. You might not know everything. It might be hard, you know, especially when you get to the higher levels of maths, but you don't really argue with the facts because it's objective. Does that make sense? As opposed to religious studies or even English literature. You know, I've always been English lit, arguing all day. It's like, well, Shakespeare can make up a word. Why can't I? Bumbaclat. You know what I'm saying? Shakespeare can say that. I want to say bumbaclat. You know what I'm saying? But in all seriousness, I do think it's in books in general, any book that you're reading, it's always good to, I guess, you know, use your own discerning spirit as a barometer. But what I love, and the reason, look, I've never done this before. I've read many books, and I can tell you guys, I've never been bold to step out and say, I am backing this book with my entire self. Never. And I've read loads of books over the years. I've recommended books to people. It's books that have changed my life. I can name loads of books that have changed my life. Loads of books that have informed, you know, my view and way of doing things. But I've never stepped out as a speaker and said, yo, I am teaching everybody this. Never done that. Never. Never. Because to do that is to, again, back someone's opinion of something. Do you get what I'm saying? This and how this has paired with my own observations of nature. Again, I started getting into this living in the motherland. So I'd literally go to the forest and read this stuff. I'd be going through, you know, my own shadow work, reading and studying this. Does that make sense? And so in that pairing, I was like, oh, this shit is the truth. And that's why I back it. It's not mine. I don't get any money from anybody buying this book. And I think I've made a lot of people buy this book. But I don't get any money or any residuals. You know what I'm saying? I don't get any residuals. Maybe we need to set that up. Maybe I need to yo. Get Rattle Nefer MN on the phone. I'm making his stocks go up. You know what I'm saying? I might need to get some sort of residuals from this. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. But it's not that case. But generally speaking, yes. And no, there isn't. Yeah, let's keep going with the questions, family, as well. Could I make a drum and bass song here? I don't know if I like drum and bass. Drum and bass is not my go-to. Like, I'm the kind of person to like drum and bass because it's playing. Like, I can't name a drum and bass song. Like, I can't. Do you get what I'm saying? I can't name a drum and bass song. So I don't think I like drum and bass. I don't think drum and bass speaks to me. You know what I'm saying? However, like, I played Wonderland to one of, you know, my elders. He's in his, late 40s. He's basically drum and bass guy. I played Wonderland, and he was like, Wonderland is his favorite song because it reminds him of drum and bass. He was like, yo, Mikel, this is like a whole drum and bass jungle type rhythm. Cool. Yeah, I was reading Heraclitus yesterday, and the example he gives about a child possibly being a war criminal in a past life as to why he suffers now made me I understand. Yeah, fully, I get that. I understand. But it's, I think this is something you have to be able to reason with yourself about. Because, you know, one of our biggest frustrations in life is not understanding the processes of what we call God. One of our biggest grievances, if we could put it like that, with the Most High is the actions of the Most High. When we look at the Most High from our emotional standpoint, we don't understand why God makes the moves that he makes, because we're looking at God from our own conditioned perspective. When you realize nothing matters in life only when you matter, meaning literally the only time things matter in life is when you become matter. As soon as you are removed from the matter, then what matters here no longer matters in the same way. Does that make sense? So even to look at, and that's why it's very important to understand at the beginning of the book when it talks about what God is as a consciousness. It's void of the spirit. Does that make sense? It's void of the matter to act out the wisdom of its own consciousness. And that is the process and purpose of life. You see what I'm saying? You see? So I'm trying to read your comments as you're going along. But yeah, it's very important like to understand like something like that will irk you because you're like, that's not right. Does that make sense? That's not right. On paper, when you read that, and you may even know people have gone through these different experiences, you're like, that's not cool though. You see what I'm saying? But remember, how we are viewing things, we're looking at it through our lens. You got to understand, it's like the same way, how you see, like when we look back on experiences we've been through in life, pain, trauma, XYZ, all of these things, and years later, we're able to go back and go, if it wasn't for that, then I wouldn't be here with this wisdom. And many of us, because we're all grown, we can say that about a lot of things in life. This situation that you faced growing up, these experiences have designed your system of thinking. It is only the trauma. I experienced racism at 6 years old. I knew what racism was from age 6. I experienced NFs chasing me before I was 10 years old. I've had white people wanting to kill me before my balls could release semen. Do you understand that? That experience has designed my resolve today. Does that make sense? That piece of trauma has designed why I'm so on what I'm on today. Therefore, that experience has fixed me in an irremovable place that serves the purpose in which I came to manifest in this life. Does that make sense? So in the same way, we can't now look on someone else's experiences. We just got to be empathetic because we don't know why people go through what they go through. But we can't look on someone else's experiences and try to say that's justified or not. Does that make sense? Or try to say, oh, this shouldn't happen to them because of XYZ, because truly we don't even know ourselves in that way. And in those scenarios, when I was getting at the time, when I was being chased and guys were running down the street in the middle of the night, drunk, throwing bottles at me, wielding knives and bats, and I've got to hide in the bushes. Yeah, that's not a nice experience. When my face was getting slammed on the ground by police and I got cuts on my forehead, and then they tried to plant something on me and they put me in a cell in Lambeth. When I'm just trying to make some money to feed my daughter. No, I'm joking. No, I was just trying to do a performance and whatever. That is it. To me, that's not nice. I would rather not have those experiences. That was painful. That was traumatic. But all of those experiences has led me to this exact moment right now. If one of them experiences didn't exist, then I wouldn't be able to deliver in the way that I do, with the wisdom that I do or the conviction that I do. So really, this is why we say we give everything to God, because if it was up to us, we wouldn't do shit. If it was up to us, the pleasure that we seek, we wouldn't really have. Because I'm only able to do what I do now because of what I've been through. So we're not in a position to say what's right and what's wrong at all, ever. You see what I'm saying? But I fully get and understand that. You know, I fully get and understand that. But that's the reason is that I've observed. It's like, who am I? Who are we? No one's in a position to say what's right and what's wrong. Nobody. No one. Because what's right yesterday is wrong tomorrow. Right and wrong is subjective based on the circumstances and the awareness in which you're perceiving it from. That's it. You know what I'm saying? And that's something even the 11 laws talks about as well. In, I think it's Herakuti, same chapter, Herakuti. But it's funny, Ni, I've been telling a lot of people to read Herakuti because that is one where the plot thickens. When you get to Herakuti, that chapter there, even just the summary of Herakuti alone will like, will hit you. You know what I'm saying? The summary of Herakuti alone will have you sitting down, you know, calling your mama like, mama, I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? Calling up everyone like, hey, did I hurt you? I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Let me read you like the summary of Herakuti. To those of you who want to join us on this study, who want to know exactly what we're talking about, join the Heaven Safari, because I'm going to be teaching from this again from the 9th of May. From the 9th of May, we're going in not just a study of this, but into the activation, how to make this a practical way of life. So Herakuti says, know that God neither punishes, nor rewards, nor protects. That you will have the comfort. That is rude. That is the rude part. I thought that was a rude line still. I can't even lie. I thought that was rude. You will have the comfort of controlling these for yourself. Your punishments, you control. Your rewards, you control. And your protection, you control. God doesn't do any of that. Join me in class, family, for more in-depth breakdown of these laws. Click the link in the bio, Heaven Safari. Let's get it in. So let's get it in, family. What we say? It is going to be very powerful, family. Very powerful. We've got a lot of beautiful people invested in this space and ready to serve you. Our brother Nee is one of them as well. Drop a Jewel Network. If you don't follow him right about now. Go, family. What time is it? All right, we got time for maybe a couple more questions, family. Let's go. Yes, family. The spiritual journey can be tough, but this is why this is the beauty of being cells. When you realize that you ain't. And not in a bad way, but you ain't shit. Like, meaning you will never arrive, you will never be perfect, you will never have it all figured out. As long as you're here, there's new shit to discover. You're always going to grow. There's new layers. You're going to be here. Like, you can stay here till 200. You're always going to be discovering what this realm has to offer, because it is heaven. You understand? It is heaven. It can't done. Yes? So, once you understand that, you just humble yourself and be like, oh, well, maybe I'm just going to hang out with these people. See what else I can discover. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to hang out. I'm just going to chill, family. That's it. Don't be hard on yourself either. You're on your journey. I'm on my journey as well. Don't get it twisted. I recognize I'm on my journey. That's why this shit, I would have bowed out of this stuff a long time ago if I believed. Yeah, well, I've tried to. I can't even lie. There's a couple of times I'm like, ding, 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 ding. Where's the towel? Throw the towel in. I'm done. Let me go. Let me out. I was like Trey and Boys in the Hood. Yo. Yo. Let me out. Yo. Let me out. I'm out. And God didn't slow down the vehicle. He didn't let me off. Real talk, I was like, I'm ready, I'm done. God, I was like, I prayed, like, I'm like, all right, I'm ready now. I'm gonna go sleep, and all you gotta do is just slow that breath down, and when you're ready, just hit the switch. You know what I'm saying? Real talk, I'm like, you can just hit the switch now, God. We don't even, it doesn't have to be, you don't have to be crazy. Like, you could do it. I'm just sleep, we're gonna breathe, and you can just fade me out, fade to black. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, the music's there, everything's there, just fade me out, I'm good. Yes. God is like, nah, nigga, he turned up the volume, like, whoop, you know what I'm saying? Get your ass back out there, boy. I ain't finished with your ass. Get your ass out there. What you talking about, you know what I'm saying? And you like a good, oh, okay, okay. So, family, I know what you're going through. You know what I'm saying? In family, if there's no more questions, then we gonna be out. It's okay to be on time. Now real talk, fam, this is a chess out of door. I want chess out of door weather. We're gonna do a chess out of door link up. Legs out of door, you know what I'm saying? Arms out of door, body out of door, foot out of door. You know what I'm saying? You need to get in the sun. Drink 2 juice. You know what I'm saying? Shake 2 leg. Hugs, kisses, fingers, fist bumps. Them vibes there, man. Yeah. I know it's cold now. Key lot trying to remind me. I'm trying to be in my fantasies. You're like, it's cold though, you know what I mean? I know, that's why I'm in my house, you know what I'm saying? When is the Chelsea Rojo link up? So, we're going to be doing a link up, but there's a Chelsea Rojo event happening in July. Again, that one is going to be popping. I'm going to be releasing info on that soon. That's going to be a ticketed event. But before that, we're looking to do a link up, like just a park gathering in May. In May. So next month, you know, we're going to drop the location. And you're going to meet us there. And we're going to do what it does. You know what I'm saying? In the park. You know what I'm saying? But in terms of a Chelsea Rojo experience, we're putting together. The next one's going to be in July, where we're going to be face to face in the portal, in the realm, in the realm. I like the way my brethren in Kenya say it. Realm. It's not realms. Realm. Yo. Oh my God. Realm. 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 It feels like something mysterious, right? When you say it like realm. When do you do Chelsea Rojo? Every morning. So you're going to have a Chelsea Rojo in an hour at 9:15. We're going to get it in. And you're going to be in your house and we're going to sweat. We're going to do the damn thing. You're going to open up some windows. You're going to get some waters. Can kids come? Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Kids need to come. Kids need to be a part of this. Kids, yeah, man. Absolutely. So, yeah, I'm going to drop you that information. Soon, so just stay tuned to the page, because you know the park stuff that we're gonna do it next month. We're not gonna make no flyers and make no big hoo ha about it. If you hear about it, you hear about it. So just stay present. You know what I'm saying? Because we're gonna drop the location, the time, the date, and what we're gonna bring. Yeah, don't know. But yeah, man, the children have to affy. You know what I'm saying? Think say me, I gotta leave my baby behind. My booty, uti, uti. In it, booty. Done. We are finished today. in. God, yes. No, listen. You know what I'm saying, peace in. All right, family. Let's get it. This is off time now. Yeah? Nakumaisha watu wa roho, family. Thank you for tuning in to Too High to Go Hell, Spiritual Health with Mikel. This daily podcast is dedicated to the manifestation of heaven in our daily lives, family. If you are part of the African diaspora around the world, whether you live in the motherland or are of the motherland, you can tap into our spiritual health community. Go to warohohouse.com and click the Heaven Safari to join our portal specifically dedicated to the African community worldwide, family. This is your journey to spiritual health. Also, if anyone in the world would like one-to-one coaching with myself on your personal journey, again, go to warohohouse.com and click spiritual health to get on your journey with me. Family, thank you for tuning in. Please share, please like, please subscribe, please leave your comments on my Twitter or my Instagram at Mikel the Energy. And yeah, hopefully I'll see you again next time. Peace in, love out.